The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Sorry, away Northwest London, Rosh Hashanah, Northwest Emel Topshi and Pei, 18th of September, Rabbi Mendy Chizik Shlita, Shofar on Shabbos.
כל הכל הקודש הזה I'll tell you a story that took place in Gated Yeshiva about 60 years ago. I heard it from Dan Dunner, the Baron David Dunner of Stanford Hill, asked me this shaila about 22 years ago, maybe 23. He asked, tell me the story. And he asked me, what would I say? Ma'isa Shehoyo, he said, gave the yeshiva at the time, and this is his nusach, we were actually walking back from davening Rosh Hashanah together. He said, Ma'isa Shehoyo, gave the yeshiva at the time, there are many showers, only two baths. I can't comment on that, I've no idea, it wasn't like that in my days. But I don't know if that was 65 years ago. He said, at that time, the Bochum wanted the bath, not the shower. So they had a rotor system that meant that they put up a sign on the doors of the bath with 20-minute slots. So every Thursday night, they'd put up a paper with slots on it, saying 8, 8:20, 8:40, 9, etc. The Bochum could choose the slot. First come, first served, whatever. One Thursday night, the bottle come down, some of the water, it's cold. Nothing doing. Cold water. They call a plumber. He comes along and says, it won't be working, I can get it working, he says, but at midnight. Nothing doing till midnight. So now the fun started. Who's got drink edema at midnight? Do we say that we push away all the 8 o'clock slots to midnight, and so at 8 o'clock, it's midnight, 8:20, 12:20, and we're just relocating the time and space, we're just moving the space along. Oh no, has the first 4 hours been lost, and the boys turn to midnight at midnight? Yeah, the same shaila appears anywhere you go, doctor's surgery, where everyone has to go, wait, and the doctor's running late with one appointment. The person before you wanted the point, he said, one second, you missed your chance, now my turn. Let's say you've got an appointment at 10 o'clock, and the call to 10 appointment hasn't been in yet. It's not 10 o'clock. You say, listen, a call to 10 has come and gone. It's not your time, it's not my turn. Do we run late, or do we cut it out? Do we cut out the previous time? They say, no, I don't cut it out. Everything's running late. So my sister on yeshiva, the Baron David told me, we were walking on Ravensdale Road at the time, and he said to me, the Boch went to the Manal of the Yeshiva. I said, what do we do? He said, go and learn Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. At that point, the Baron David turned to me and said, what does he mean? But I need the answer. I've learned Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. Now, boys like Halacha and Rosh Hashanah B'Shabbos. The answer is this year. Hilchas Rosh Hashanah B'Shabbos is the answer to the Shaila. Well, in those cases, the answer is a machloikas, and I won't disappoint you. It's a machloikas. What do we do? Machloikas. What's the machloikas based on? The poskim discuss. If your blank is happening already, but it's going to get far more interesting. So the poskim discuss a case of shofar b'Shabbos. Behind you, you've got a shul. But there's a minhag, But it's one Baal Takiyah on the first day, one on the second day. And it works brilliantly as a gaiter. Lovely, lovely instrument. Method, Ruben Berzi Arishan, Shimon B.M. Shaney, Amachaya. Things working lovely. Apparently this is the first time in 11 years we've got Rosh Hashanah B'Shabbos. Someone told me, I haven't checked it out. And apparently Topshin Pei Aleph also stands for Takiyah Shofar Pamachas. Just once this year, just Sunday. So what happens in a year where you're about to care on your magician, Reuven wants to be a shibi magician, Shimon blows the Mshani, and you get a year like this year. There's no Yom Yishin, there's no Tekiah Shefi Yom Yishin. We're pushing everything to Yom Sheni. So who has Din Kadima on the Sunday to Rosh Shofar? Do we say, Shabbos is gone, Mishloch HaShabbos. Yom Yishin is not there. There's no Yom Yishin. Ruben doesn't blow Bechla, it's only Shimon. Oh no. Is it not true? Ruben should blow the Yom Yishin. Yom Yishin has been pushed. The first day is pushed to Sunday. Has Shabbos been pushed into Sunday and the first Baal Takiyah blows on Sunday? Oh no. We've cut it out. There's no first day to get Shofar. Why is there no Shofar for Shabbos? So Chazal say, famous Gemara in several places, Gezeiga Shema Yavirenu. There's a Gezeiga Shema, you'll come to carry a Shofar to Shabbos. As Rabbi Yanki was saying before about Tashlich, there's a Gezeiga with Shofar, Shema Yavirenu, you'll carry it. Chazal says, you know what? Don't do it. I was learning the sugya of Shabbos a few months ago during lockdown with my son in Eretz Yisrael. I mentioned it, but Shmoy, he told me a gevaldig gevaldig. The problem of carrying a shofar for Shabbos is that you're going to walk Dalad Amos. You've been martyred Dalad Amos. You're going to walk for Amos in the street. So Chazal said that you can't do that. Dosh and Nisht, don't take a shofar. So my son showed me a toitzu. Ben Azai holds, Mahalach Koimad. Ben Azai says, every time you walk, you stop. Please don't try it on the way home. Ben Azai holds, every time you're walking, you're stopping. Mahalach Koimad says, Ben Azai holds, you're never going to ever realistically get a problem of Marvid Al Damas. You never move, you don't move for Amas. According to Ben Azai, you don't move for Amas. Because it doesn't exist, such a concept. You can't walk 4 hours in the street because you never walked 4 hours. Because you walk steps, and every time you walk a step, you stopped. So you've never carried down the hours. So the Yishrein and Mitzvah, according to Ben Azai, what's the whole Gezeiga? You can't carry a Shofar for Shabbos. Gezeiga Shem Yavirenu, according to Ben Azai, it's not possible. Answer choices. I'll tell you how. You may come to jump for Amos. If you do it, according to Chazon Ish, about 2.4 meters. If you do Marv, you're running on the street, you race over 2.4 meters, you Marv it out of Amos. So to you and me, it sounds strange. But Rabbi Leibler Eger, he said, it's not strange at all, he said. It is a mitzvah, an opportunity once a year to kiyah shofar for Shabbos. I can see somebody racing and jumping for Amos. I can see it. He says, you think it's a random gazega that somebody's no one's going to jump in Marvid Al Damas with one jump, one long jump? So your blabber leger said, no, I can see it. To me, it makes sense because I was scared. Shofar for Shabbos, Ruler for Shabbos, Al Damas, they shayach. He'll run for Amos, he'll run and jump. Let us go to the crux of the machlokes to show him in the din of what happens when Shabbos comes into play. There's a machlokas in Rashi and Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah that I'm given on a base. We talk about shofar for Shabbos, when you can let a child blow shofar on Shabbos, it is chinuch. So Tosfos says a few words. Rashi seems comfortable with the idea of a child blowing a shofar on Shabbos, it's chinuch. So Tosfos, shofar for Shabbos? Chinuch? Tosfos nusach. Ein mitzvah hayoyim b'shoifah. There's no mitzvah shoifah today. It looks like for Rashi and Tosfos, they're actually arguing whether there's a mitzvah tomorrow or not. Rashi seems to say there's a mitzvah, but we just block it. The mitzvah's there. We'll soon see if you're going to the mitzvah. But according to Rashi, it looks like there's a mitzvah there. So a mitzvah on Shavuot B'Shabbos. No, Vos Chazal don't let you do it. Choices seem to say, no, Mishnah come mitzvah. Mishnah, posh tomorrow, Chazal, not B'Shabbos, said, don't do it. There is no mitzvah. You go and do it, you haven't done anything. Machlokas Gashi Toysus. Sorry? The story is that Chazal have cut it out. We'll come to that in a minute. I'll prove to you the Lashon of Toysus the Sukkah. Imagine you have a Yid who's got a lovely Sukkah. Not one of Sukkahs that are Sukkah Stored Hanay Foleh says it's a Sukkah. A Pe'er Vahoda, a lovely Sukkah. And he's sitting in a Sukkah next to his house. And he's sitting in a Sukkah. The table's in the house. The building a Sukkah. Big as you want. It's lovely. It's a posh. The Mahuta. The Schach is wonderful. He's sitting in the Sukkah. But the table's in the house. He's sitting on the edge of the Sukkah. So Gemara brings down Mishnah later in Sukkah discusses the case of the Yechonin. And the Chacham said to him, no good. In Cain, if this is how you're sitting in a Sukkah, with a table in the house, but we're scared you're going to follow your food. Chazal got it right. People, you know, you walk up Golders Green Road, they're following their food Shabbos morning. Chazal got it right. People do follow their food. But Chachomim said to Yechonin, in Cain, if this is how you sit in a Sukkah, lo kiyamto mitzvah Sukkah miyomecho. Let's just stop and pause. Chaka? Sukkah v'adayaisa. He's sitting in a beautiful Sukkah. He's sitting in the kola, he's doing it for kola kashrus. He's sitting in a beautiful Sukkah. Grada, his table is in the house. Adach, shtedach. So the Chazal, no. What does that mean? Says Toysus in the Gimel Amad Aleph. Toysus Nusuf. Gimel Amad Aleph and Sukkahs of Toysus. You are not Mekayim, the Mitzvah Doeg Aisa. No, Toysus. This is Tosai. Toysus seems to hold that the Chachomim can cut and take away and remove a Mitzvah. When Chazal say, we don't want you to do it like this. And you ignore the Chachamim, they've cut it out. There's no mitzvah. Lo kiyamto mitzvah sukkah miyomecho. To Toys HaFilid Lo Iraisa. Let's play the back to Shofar B'Shabbos. It will come out that according to Toysus, if Chazal are frightened of Shem or Yavirenu, there is no mitzvah Shofar B'Shabbos. They've taken it away. Ayam, the Ritvo, in Sukkah Chavches, twist a little. As a word, like yamto mitzvah min hamuvcha. You're making a mitzvah at its best. But a father's a mitzvah to sit in a sukkah. But the Chacham tell you don't. Don't want you to sit in such an oifen. So the yamen it's well, you can't say there's no mitzvah sukkah. We don't want you to do it. So don't do it. But a mitzvah sukkah is there. Who had in shofar? Shitas Rashi b'shofar. Shofar b'Shabbos is a mitzvah. We don't want you to do it. But the choreva you would be yotza. Big enough commitment of halacha will come in a minute. The person blows shofar tomorrow. According to Rashi, is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. We don't want you to do it. According to Toysus, it's not a mitzvah. No mitzvah. According to Toysus, we'll cut out that entire day of mitzvah of shofar. It's gone. It doesn't exist. So back in Gates of Yeshiva, when the Manal told the Bochrim to go in on Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, when their time slot had been taken away and moved 4 hours later, the Choritz is Machlokes. Have we cut out those 4 hours and they just don't exist? As Toysa seems to say, we've cut it out, doesn't exist. Oh no, we haven't cut it out, we've just shifted it along, delayed it slightly. Delayed, still there. Your turn is still there. We tell you to move it 4 hours away. The Pri Horeitz discusses the Shiloh. I don't know how or when it could happen. But if she year, what would happen if tomorrow a small minion and they forget and they take a shave for the Shabbat? On the Baal Tekeah makes a brocha shecheyonu. And it blows the shofar. And suddenly someone says, come out, shofar b'Shabbos. Okay, he puts it away. And the next day, does he make shecheyonu? How can he say shecheyonu again? The choyle.
Call Halashon.
No, don't say no, it's a machloikas. It's a machloikas. It's not like Rashi Tosfos. Is there a mitzvah shofar b'Shabbos? According to Rashi, yeah. She's the kind of mitzvah. He was told not to say that, but the mitzvah is done. Shacharit is done. Mitzvah the guys he's got. The kind of mitzvah is given. No, boss. Wasn't the number of. Okay, mitzvah. He can't say shacharit again. According to Tosfos, shacharit or what? He's not coming to the shofar. Shacharit or shofar is not coming to the shofar. With Let's Sanhot Kop. A very interesting case in the Cheshek Shleim in Megillah. The Cheshek Shleim in Megillah, hey, Nafei, Kler, a wonderful Shaila. Kler is our Shaila. He says, what happened in the following case, which could be Negea this year? This year, in England, Purim is a Friday. Yudalib, Shemaz Naskin. Purim Yudalib Adar, London is a Friday. So for London, it's quite a sort of little bit of a downer. You'll rush through the day and get the sugar. Purim in Yerushalayim, Hashem will all be there. When? No, Hashem, when is it? Teshuvah. Shabbat. Teshuvah. Mukhoino, Shabbos. So Shabbos, a test of is Shabbos. You could do the mitzvahs of Shabbos? Not really. So what do you do? When's Purim in Yerushalayim? Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. It's a 3-day bender, as they say. You got 3 days on a roll. Friday, summit to Friday, summit to Sunday. It's a 3-day. They sort of run in. Remember in Yerushalayim years ago, they start Friday, Thursday night, and they go through. They drink, go through. Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. Where's Megillah? Where's Megillah? Friday. Friday, Megillah. Friday, Megillah. Yerushalayim. Megillah, Friday. So again. But London this year, we are laying Megillah on Friday, Yudalit. Yerushalayim, Purim is on Shabbos. But not all the mitzvahs on Shabbos. The Mishnah is a Sunday, Megillah is a Friday. Mahabdin in the following case. Incredible Shaila. Purim Be'etzim is on Shabbos in Yerushalayim. Tesor. Navos. The Kamasibus, we're not going to the day Megillah on Shabbos. It goes to Friday. Mahabdin with a boy who's born on Tesor Adar. He's born Tesor Adar. His Bar Mitzvah is this year. I'm sure this boy's Bar Mitzvah this year, Tesor Adar. I'm sure they are. They come to Yerushalayim for the Bar Mitzvah. No Megillah or Tesor Adar. When is the Megillah? Friday. You don't. Are they mechuyev to hear Megillah on your Yerushalayim or not? I'm sure you think, your face of that says no. Is that Bar Mitzvah?
I wonder if it's born a week later, is it?
Okay. What happened when we took the Megillah from Tesor to Yudalit? Listen, I'll give you the options. Did Chazal say, Nishdoka mitzvah on Tesor? Gone. No mitzvah on Tesor. There's a mitzvah on Yudalit that said, but Tesor is on it. So, Dainer by a mitzvah on Tesor, a Hodnish coming to Megillah that year. Mitzvah Megillah that year, is he taken out of Tesor? He hasn't, there's no mitzvah Tesor, taken. So he comes to the mitzvah day, there's no mitzvah Megillah. Because after the stage, do what you've done. He's not Machuyev. He's not Machuyev. You've done it. He's not mitzvah Tesor. Tesor has not Megillah. What does Chazal say? No. The mitzvah bribed on Tesrol. We're recommending that the Tesrol goes $2. But the mitzvah bribed there, like Shoyfer B'Shabbos. The mitzvah bribed Shoyfer B'Shabbos. If mitzvahs Megillah B'Tesrol bribed on Tesrol, no, we recommend you do it for your dalit. We'll tell the mitzvah boy, hostach you on your bar mitzvah this, and do our mitzvah Megillah. You can't ignore it. We recommend you do it, guess what? Your dalit. Too good, who is a mitzvah? But on Zion, he's a hostach Megillah that year. It's on Tesrol. But if Chazal HaGoshim cut it out, is it Tesrol? Go. Tesrol's off the list. There's no mitzvah Megillah Tesrol. It's only on your dalit. He says, what do you want from me? What's that for me? I'm not a Tesrol, but I'm a Yudal. I'm not born here, Tesrol. I'm born you, not born Yudal. Depending on what the... If it, yeah. Let's say a person is a Choyle on Yudal. So he's Potter then. That you have to... Could you hear him? If it's still there, that should happen. There's a short silence. I'm not sure I spoke about it once, but it's not Negea now. At Pesach. I think I spoke about it here. My son Chaim Alevi, he came to him saying he hadn't been able to say hello, Shalim, on Thursday Pesach. Should he say hello later on in Pesach? And Chaim said, yes. Tredevel, you can't say hello in the Pesach because that's a midstream ground. It's a shift another time. Almost then, he'll start it later. The Dvar Avraham, the great Gedolim, lived at the beginning of World War II, the one Dov Be'er, Kahana Shapira, he's very uncomfortable. He says, I don't understand Tosfos at all. He says, there's several times that Chachomim hold you shouldn't do a certain Shechita. He says, I didn't come in a Veda. Chachomim tell you, as a Shechita is Psula, Psula de Rabbono. Doesn't make it in the Leila. He says, this is a positive choice of understanding. If Chazal tells you not to do something, it doesn't exist. Shechita, which Chachomim has got little, Chachomim, I'm not happy to do Shechita, I shine on it. He doesn't mean to do it in the Leila. Doesn't understand. Dain Weiss, the Chodin of Rocha, for the Mordekin. He says, you can't compare Shechita and Sukkah, as I have just done. You can't compare Shoyfer and Sukkah. He says, the two are worlds apart. He says, you have to look at the Gezeirah and understand what would be if we were to transgress this Gezeirah. Gezeirah, because of dot, dot, dot. You have to look at now, so what would happen if we would do this dot, dot, dot? Let's take Shoyfer, he says. Shoyfer B'Shabbos? Why not? So in Chazal, Shemo Yavigen. Okay, so what happens if a Yid forgets his Shabbos? Or obeys it. And he's over Shemi Avigenu, and he takes the Shofar to Shul B'Shabbos. She's got a problem with Shabbos. Mitzvah Shofar hasn't touched. Not touched Mitzvah Shofar. Mitzvah Shofar is kept in the faith of God. The Mitzvah Shofar ticks the boxes. What's he done wrong? Look. I don't understand the problem. He says, you can't compare the two cases. When it comes to mitzvah shofar b'Shabbos, to say there's no mitzvah shofar on Shabbos, because Shem Yavienu, let's say he does this Yavienu. Yeah, he's over. Yavienu is amazing b'Shegev. And a blot shofar. One has got nothing with the other. He's got a plus and a minus. One takes, doesn't take anything away from the other. They blow Shofar B'Shabbos. Shem Yavienu. He's over. Chil Shabbos. Meiz B'Shoiga. Chata. Skila. Whatever it may be. Or B'Shoifa. Shofar. Shofar. So the Shofar B'Shabbos. So the Mincha Sittah. So the Mitzvah tomorrow. And if we make Shechem on tomorrow, you eat to the Mitzvah. What? You should, because Shem Yavienu is a Mitzvah? It's a Mitzvah. So Dain Weiss Obra. When it comes to Sukkah, why do Chazal not want you to sit in the Sukkah, the table next to the house? Because they'll move. So we look at what would happen if you'd move. If you move, you're outside your sukkah. Do you know yes? So that advice, when it comes to mitzvah sukkah, Chazal said, don't sit in such an oifen. Because they'll shemmy your moshech. is Memela, we look at the Yemosheich, we look at what the end result will be if you break the Kosa Chomet. Then, Shem Yemosheich, he's outside the Sukkah, Nuh Zayotfa. So if Chazal have the right to say, you sit in the Sukkah, Lekiyam to admit the Sukkah Yamecha. Because the Gezeirah tells me, he may sit outside the Sukkah. So I'm worried, even now he's not outside the Sukkah, potentially he may sit outside the Sukkah, and in such an oifen, no mitzvah. Ashenkin Shoeva B'Shabbos, Shem Yavianu, Nuh, okay. It's a problem. It doesn't touch the mitzvah shofar. He's got a problem. Yavianu. He's got mitzvah shofar. Shem Yavianu. Mitzvah shofar. He's using mitzvah shofar. Hayoytze mikol anal. There is machlokas yoshenim in sukkah, possibly by Rosh Hashanah as well. But the advice wants to say lechoira that if we taka have a mitzvah shofar, that we taka do have a mitzvah shofar for Shabbos tomorrow, there's a zera shem yavianu which we can't do. But a ma'aser that's not taken away the mitzvah at all, and if we would do it, then you can't have mitzvah. Let me end with a thought. The Rambam, Paskalin, in Shofar Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, that b'zman Beis HaMikdash, they built a shofar with two chatzetzos. The chatzetzos from the katze would blow shorter blasts, and the shofar was ma'arich. Because mitzvah sayon b'shef. So the Chassam Sofer, so the Rambam brings the Pasuk, Shenema, b'chatzotzus v'koil shofer ha'riyu. Plus, no, on the Shana, b'chatzotzus v'koil shofer. Two chatzotzus and a koil shofer. So the Chassam Sofer in Roshes, the Rosh Tevus of those words are, b'chatzotzus v'koil Shofar, Ariu, Busha. For the Heilige Chassam Sofer, this is the Makoyim. Ayid Gitaran to Rosh Hashanah. Kechrim ole Busha. As we said this morning, Ezra HaSofer Yo'ima, Boishti v'nechlamti lo horim elecha, the horim elekaim pona elecha. And the Chavala also said that part of Tzlichas, he fainted, if Ezra HaSofer was had Busha and Krimo, what do we have? Busha Ochrima. By Rabbi Yisai, it doesn't stack up. The Gemara Brochus tells us, Shem Yechanan, he added a part of his own Shemon Esra, Shetotzitz Beboshtenu, the Sabit Ba'avoyne Yisainu, the Sishlabish Berachamecho, to the Prima Godin, that Busha takes it out. Chit. Rabbi Yisai, I have about 10 Mamori Chazal that don't add up with this. We'll do one or two now, because the time is running out. I'll suggest that Mahalach. There it is. Adam HaRishon was hiding beside Chagon. A boy said, I'm not ashamed. And the Rosh Hashanah, Hayom HaRas Oilom, he was thrown out of Gan Eden. Nigzor Misa Boilom, Bezeh Asapecho Toich Alechem, Harbe Arbe Etzloinich, the curses and punishments is Adam Sav by Rosh Hashanah. Yet, he hid himself. Busha. Chazal say, he made clothes of Ale Te'eno as a badge to cut it. I'm embarrassed of my sin. And didn't help. Efshe Gaboisai. Pshat is, the answer licked at Tif and Posuk. Bachatzoit suyus v'kod shofar ha'riyu lifnei ha'melech Hashem. Before you caught up. A person's caught. Boishas Ganav Kiyemotze. What's Ponimotze? He's caught as a Ganav. He's caught as a Abad HaShem. Abad HaShem. It's a matter of going Lifnei. Before the Yemadin. The Vishzachot. Before we come to Rosh Hashanah. Before we're caught. Before we stand in Kivnevorim looking like Busha Ochlimo Kedalim Ochroshim. Lifnei HaMelech HaShem. When the Boishas came to Odom and he was hiding. Shkoyach. What the Kechapt? Boishas Ganav Kiyemotze. Does it busha? Does it busha with Yichalein? The busha that Chazal tell us wipes away the races that chet that we've gotten us is lifnei HaMelech Hashem before we stand before HaMelech on the Rebbein Shalem. The fast will come to Rosh Hashanah. In the hours we've got left, we can wipe away our veis. We're not yet in judgment. We're not yet bedin. We're not yet standing kivnei morim. Metzitzen nochnisht. I'm in the Boishas Haganov. We're embarrassed. We're coming to the... Say, Boishlem, sorry for what I've done. I feel kachim alibusha. And the takazirich of Rabbi Yisai. Hashem said, look at our avoid in the last few hours. As we come to a shul to share together. Boishlem. Nismale rachmo lasas ablechnen. Totsits the boshteinu. The subit. The avoid is saying, says the tzlach. And if I says the tzlach on that gemara brochus. That if a kodesh brochus sees our veirus. We see that boishlem. Says the tzlach we're guaranteed. This is slabish the midas rachmecho. But a kazoich hazayin. To the gematria of Topshin Pealos, which is Midever Milatatonu, exactly right. Which is Zoicha to the Chassam Sofer, who says that Topshin Pealos is Oisius Ashpois, May Ashpois, from this Ashpois, Yorim Evyoin, take us and save us, that Shinas Kulo Rishum in Gezunt Panos in Maria Shemesh Alois, Libenu Letoiva.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.